40 Days of Words, Gentle Words, Proverbs 16, verse 24. Nothing is more appealing than speaking beautiful, life-giving words, for they release sweetness to our souls and inner healing to our spirits. Hi, this is Jim Brown. It's incredible how much work we go through to look our best. It doesn't matter whether you're age 2 or 102, most people try to look their best, especially if they have company or are going out. We are careful to get cleaned up, put on clean clothes, take care of our face and hair, and then we're ready to be seen. And why do we do all that? Because we want to be well thought of by whomever we're with, or just by the public if we're out and about. We want to look our best, and that's okay. But Solomon, arguably the wisest man ever, said that what comes out of our mouth has the potential to be the most appealing and beautiful thing about us. Ponder that. Think about it. If you want to be appreciated by others, then your words matter. And Solomon says that we need to be speaking beautiful, life-giving words. And what kind of words are they? He goes on to say that these release sweetness to our souls and inner healing to our spirits. Now consider this. Everybody you talk to today is hurting in some way. Each person you meet today is in some way fearful or concerned, worried, upset, embarrassed, feeling guilty, frustrated, doubtful, sick, they're dying, or in some other way need help or encouragement. And here's the good news. We each have the capability of using what we say to uplift and administer sweetness and healing to that person. So do this. Each person you talk to today, or maybe tomorrow if you're listening to this late in the day, try to say something encouraging, uplifting, complimentary, or in some way life-giving. It may take practice, but the Lord will help you do what He wants you to do. Prayer for today. Lord, I understand that this is what you want me to do more of. Help me to retrain my thinking and words to be more beautiful, life-giving, sweet, and healing to those around me. Please help me to be a fountain of joy for your honor and glory. Amen.